Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny.
Morena, how are you?
Good, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. I'm excited about it being a long weekend.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone is. Mm-hmm. I think it's a vibe. Yeah.
It's feeling good. We've got the last of our sort of uniforms that we're covering in this uniform series, and we're talking about firefighters.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like maybe sometimes some of us forget that they don't just fight fire. You know, they they're the first responders for a lot of things, like medical emergencies, road accidents, flooding, slips, that sort of thing. So, so I just thought I'd chat about them. And I thought I'd start at the modern day. So in 2025, New Zealand firefighter at level two, they wear heavy duty jackets, of course, that are lighter, breathable and more ergonomic. They have articulated joints. And they're normally made of three layers. So there's a durable outer shell, a waterproof layer, and a thermal layer.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize they also have insulated.
Mm. Yes. And but when you see firefighters, though, when they're walking around, they look a little bit stiff. They've got protection hoods that incorporate a DuPont product called Nomex or Nanoflex, which is designed to protect against carcinogens, and that was developed, I think, especially for firefighters. They wear lightweight helmets with integrated eye protection gloves. Their boots are Scalarock Firefighter Extreme Boots Type 3, structural rubber, heat-resistant soles, steel cap toes, and they've also got self-contained breathing apparatus. So, you know, it's quite a lot to be wearing. But interestingly, in history, I guess the first organised firefighting force was kind of around 24 BCE, and it was created by Emperor Augustus in Rome. They were known as the Vigiles or Vigiles Urbani, which I think is where probably vigilantes come from, because they would wander around Rome, and it was mostly made up of freedmen or ex-slaves with buckets and pumps. And, of course, they wouldn't have been wearing a uniform then. So I guess there's the Great Fire of London, which burnt for 4 days. And I'm not sure if most people know, but because firefighting was originally created by insurance companies, and what would happen there would be a badge on a building, and that meant that you belonged to that particular insurance company. So that meant that firefighting company could put your fire out. This is in England. So, of course, there were so many different uniforms because there were so many different insurance companies that which were paying for the firefighters. And a lot of them were very bright colours. And there's actually, in The Guardian, there's a photo essay of firefighters' uniforms through the ages, and the first one comes from 1780, and it's a red uniform. It's got blue woolen jacket with gold badge on the arm and braiding, velvet breeches, stockings, and a top hat, which obviously would have been really handy for fighting fire.
You need your top hat if you're going to go and fight fire.
Yeah. But so things kind of, you know, things were evolving in the early 19th century. Firefighters were wearing, more wool and leather, so woolen uniforms and leather helmets. In London, it was kind of like a blue serge tunic. In 20th century, and late 19th century, firefighters wore brass helmets, which is crazy to me because I imagine brass helmets would get really, really hot in a fire.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah, and I guess it's probably because if you're fighting a fire, there's a risk of, you know, building collapse and things like that, so they had to protect their heads. It wasn't until kind of like the 70s that firefighters started wearing bright fluoro colours so that they were visible in smoke. Mm-hmm. And that, like PVC, kind of replaced rubber, which had replaced wool previously. Yeah, so it's kind of evolved, you know, from wool and leather right through into modern day, you know, Gore-Tex, those sorts of fabrics. And a lot of technology has been involved in creating, you know, PPE equipment for firefighters.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, there's also a website called Auckland Operational Support org.nz that shows you the different helmets that the fire police had. So originally they called the fire police. So in New Zealand, the brass helmet was 1940s to 1955. The Cromwell helmets, which was named after the British makers, was issued, and that's kind of like a black one. Then the Chieftain helmet, 1970 to 1985, was made of black polycarbonate. And they were kind of based on American helmets. Mm. And then, of course, today we have what's called a Pacific helmet, which is, I guess, the brand. And that has the visor on it that comes down, you know, so that's the eye protection.
Right. Interesting. I didn't really, like... I mean, I haven't really seen many pictures or anything of old firefighter uniforms, but I didn't imagine they had evolved quite so much. But I guess it makes sense, you know, the more we know about safety and practicality and efficiency, more they continue to evolve. I wonder where they'll go.
Yeah, do you think they'll evolve again? Probably.
Well, they might. I mean, it's interesting that it was only in the 1990s that men's and women's sizes came in.
Oh my
gosh. So they were kind of pretty much like, like more baggier, I guess. And when you look at the early pictures, say on the Guardian site, you know, wearing those woolen uniforms must have been very difficult to fight fire. And so I imagine that they eventually, as technology kind of comes up with better fabrics, will maybe find fabrics that are maybe tighter fitting. I don't know. You know, is that kind of something that makes it easier to move in, or is it that it's got to be baggy so that, you know, they can be easily put on and taken off, you know?
It's true, because you have to do it really quickly, don't you?
Yeah, basically, also, one thing I forgot to say is that firefighter equipment is, the terminology is called bunker gear or turnout gear, and the bunker gear derives from when the pants and boots were kept by the firefighters' bunk, so they could... And when you look at fire stations, I think you can see, or pictures of them, there's always like their boots are sitting there with their pants kind of around the ankle, so they can just jump into them. Yeah.
Oh, it's truly fascinating, like how much research and technology goes into something and how far it's come. So we love a bit of progress.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, an amazing body of people who go into this profession because... You know, it's very stressful, and I just can't imagine what it must be like to be a firefighter. And, you know, locally in New Zealand at the moment, we know that they're, you know, participating in strikes and things like that for better pay and better conditions. So, you know, if you're out there and see that, you know, support the firefighters.
Total.
Yes, go the firefighters. They're excellent. They're amazing. They do it all. They really do.
Yeah. Indeed.
Well, thank you for another wonderful fashion, Penny. Looking forward to what's in store post uniforms, but it's been a very insightful look across the spectrum. We've done everything from school uniforms to nurses' uniforms to firefighters' uniforms. What have we missed?
We've done military.
We've done it all.
I'm feeling my mind is embiggened. For sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Penny. Enjoy that long weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, take care.
Ka kite. Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.